Yorkton, when you generate 39 shots and turn 5 of those into goals, you would expect to win most hockey games. But Friday that was not the case for the Yorkton Terriers as they visited the Kindersley Clippers. The game started like an old-fashioned Western shootout with both offenses clicking through 20 minutes of play. Kenan Ingram started things just 3:51 into the contest, scoring an unassisted marker to give the Terriers an early lead. The Clippers responded with two quick goals of their own. Kobe Perlinger scored at 5:02, with Dawson Carroll finding the mark at 6:18. A Tyler Palin goal at 15:14 tied things 2-2. Carroll then scored his second of the contest to inch Kindersley back in front, only to have Dustin Rennes again not the score with an unassisted effort in the final minute of the period. In the second, however, the Clippers took control, as Alex Mack scored in the first minute of the frame, Perlinger added a power play goal for his second of the night, and Carroll completed a hat trick, to put the home side up 6-3. Evan Auld would add a last-minute Terrier goal to give the Terriers hope headed to the third period. In the third, Ethan Sautner and Carroll with his fourth of the contest extended the Clipper lead to 8-4, before Vinay Junik potted a final marker for the Terriers. Callum Craig and Ethan Farrow shared time in the Terrier net in the loss, facing a combined 37 shots, Craig allowing 6 goals, and Farrow 2. Brett O'Halloran was in the Kipper net for the win, facing the aforementioned 39 shots.